Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody ever been here? I just want to take a little time and speak my piece.
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seen me get a break, never seen me get away, no. If it ain't working hard, it's being a dad or mom. I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, just spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better.
Talking about mothers that's doing that fucked up shit. Yes, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. And yes, this is your host, 747. Tonight, we will be talking about trifling ass mothers. If you're a trifling mother out there, this is going to be dedicated to you. Now, I'm letting y'all know right now, if you call in and got the nerve to come out your fucking mouth saying, well, what about them daddies and them men? Bitch, I'm talking to your ass. All this is talking to you. So if you one of those girls that's going to tell on your damn self, just call in and say some stupid shit so I can embarrass your old monkey stupid ass. Because this is dedicated to you, the non-mother of all these kids. Now, I'm going back in right now, and I'm going to get my music and stuff situated, because tonight, I didn't tell everybody, tonight I'm only going to have songs that's going to be played, yes, you guessed it, about fucked up mother, and any bitch that's a fucked up bitch. Now, you know if you're a woman, I'm not talking to you, but if you're anything else, bitch, I'm talking to your old mugger ass. You know what it is. So what I'm about to do is make sure that you tell your people, my people, whoever you know that's kin to anybody that's around that has something to do with anything, I want you to let them know to come to Craze Radio. That's Facebook. Make sure you go to Twitter. Check us out at 747 AKAO or at Christy Love NC. Also, check us out at www.mediacraze.me, and you can find out everything that's going on with the show. So tonight, oh, that's right, I forgot. You know, last week we had Battle of the Artistry. And Kristen Bailey, yes, a.k.a. Poppy. Matter of fact, let me change that. Poppy, a.k.a. Kristen Bailey, that motherfucker had folks calling from other states. It's not even his own fucking state. They had people on this state. These people on the other state. Matter of fact, he almost had the whole damn America all in his pocket. But for some reason, I couldn't get to Detroit like I wanted to. But he had the rest of y'all motherfuckers. And yes, because y'all requested that, I'm going to make sure that it gets played tonight, so you can understand what we're going to be having next week. Yes, Poppy will be basically having this show all to him, everything next week. Me and him, we're going to act stupid. We're going to play all his music, everything he want to play. He's going to say what he want to say. If he got to say to somebody that's really pissed him off, bitch, you're going to get heard, and you're going to let it know. He's going to let it be known to everybody. Yes, I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you, me and him, we gonna have a good time. So make sure you tell all your friends to show up and enjoy themselves so they can laugh and laugh and laugh all next weekend. Well, matter of fact, next week, let's say Tuesday. But it feel like a weekend because that's what we're gonna make it happen. So right now, we're about to go to Christian Bailey's, She Got It, She Got It. I love this damn song. Hey, tune in, bitches.
The way she moving, let's get a tour. Let's grab you dancing and smiling on down that pole.
She got it.
And I love the way she do it. Look how she grooving. I got her tipple cause I love the way she roll. All I know is she got it. She got it.
The way she moving her body, she make me stop and just watch it. The way she working that pole, her ass out and she topless. I tell her, baby, you got it. I'm saying, baby, you got it. You got me going deep down, girl, reaching in pockets. Cause I love how you're moving and I love when you're grooving. And there's a whole lot of girls, you the one I be choosing. I be throwing them dollars and not one that I'm missing. And she be working that pole like she made it through it.
Let's keep moving your body. We might be united. Let's follow this love train. Don't tell nobody. Na 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 na. Na na na.
It's just the way she moves. Let's get it going. Let's grab you dancing and sliding all down that pole. All I know is she got it. 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 She got it.
When she do it.
Look
how she groovy. I got her tipple cause I love her when she roll. All I know is
she got it.
Ooh, girl, you got it. Damn, girl, I want it right now. We can't get deep into our feelings. I'm telling you, ain't no stopping now. How could she get it? You want it? I'ma give you this. You the shit, girl, but don't throw that. Just relax, let's have some fun.
See the top of my eyes, cause the way that she be dancing
on the pole. She take it down low. If she bring it up slow. Ooh, girl. You done got my mind blown. Ass so fat. It's got its own time zone. So fuck your real name. What's your stripper name? Cotton candy. Peaches or is it cinnamon? She moving and grinding her body. She taking trust. She moving her body. Her body. She doing it slow.
Look at it slow. Look how she dancing and sliding out down that pole. She got it, ooh, she got it. All I know is she got it, 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 she got it.
I love the way she do it. Look how she groovy. I got her tip because I love the way she rolls.
All I know is she got it, 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 she got it. Hey.
Yeah, motherfuckers. She say he was just a fucking friend. But you lying. You know you fucking him for fun. Hey, let's just tune in. This is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. And if you just tuned in, you were just listening to Poppy. And that was She Got It. Yes, that is our last week winner of Battle of the Artists. And he will have everything going on next Tuesday. It's going to be an all-night of Poppy. If you haven't heard some of the music, we got his music in rotation, and it's really good, and he kind of blew up the charts with him last week. So we'd like to give a mad shout-out to Poppy, and the cousin that made sure that he got Miss T, we thank him for giving us this music, because without y'all, we wouldn't be doing the things we're doing at Crazy Radio, so I thank y'all. Tonight, I'm going to have a real controversial show. Tonight is going to be about, how can I say, those type of mothers that do fucked up shit, that's really fucked up, like you're doing really wrong towards your kids. And I saw a lot of stuff going on. I went on a trip this weekend. I saw a lot of stuff going on, and it made me feel real bad about what's going on with these kids nowadays. So tonight I'm going to dedicate this to all you fuck ups that still trying to blame it on the men. Like your stupid ass, then try to set his ass up in the first place because you was all about money. Yes, this is to your stupid ass and your sister who follows behind you. Yes, we're talking to her dumb, fucked up ass too, because between both of y'all, y'all probably got 8 kids, and I just thought I'd let y'all know I'm talking to y'all. And if you're a person that wants to press your warrant tonight and you got some stupid shit to say that has something to do with a man, how about you kill your damn self and jump in a lake with a rock tied to your waist? So we can just look at the bubble come up, because right now this is not a night that we're bashing men, we're bashing the fuck up mothers. So if you call in and press your one and you're not agreeing, then how about what you need to do is take your boots. This is not a night where we're going to talk about the men tonight, because you know what I mean, we talk about the men and not always talk about the women, but this is something we need to be talking about, and this don't have nothing to do with women. This is, we're talking about bitches, hoes, scallywag skanks, chicken heads, hood rats, anything of that, jump off. Yeah, you know, boom, got it, no more. Yeah, that type of stuff. We talk about y'all motherfuckers that's out there that don't have nothing else to do but fuck up these men's lives. And there are men out there that's actually trying to be something, but what he do? He was hanging with that stupid nigga, or that stupid wigger, or that stupid chigger, or that stupid jigger. Whichever one nationality you are, you still a nigga in the end. Because ain't nobody making no money but the man, and ain't no nigga in man. So I thought I'd let y'all know that the system got all this under control. But if you're out there and you're one of those guys that's going through it, make sure you tell your friends to call and check us out at Craze Radio on Facebook, or call in tonight, and that number is 646-200-0883, and make sure that if you need to talk to me, press that one so I know that you're out there. And I'd like to give a mad shout-out to Christy Love, NC, we love you. Mwah, mwah. Now make sure you save those kisses, because they had, I ain't put no No Vaseline or nothing on my lips. I ain't no lip gloss, no chapstick, nothing that can make them shine. So it might cut you, but if you save them, it might get more in your pocket. So how about you say that for me? But I like to give that man a shout out. And I like to say on the chat line a good shout out to TSC. We see that you're back, and we thank you for showing up today. And everyone else is out there that I see, those regulars out in Charlotte, all those places near Charlotte, Statesville, Mash out, boom, yeah, motherfuckers, they get down out there. And here we're going with the song that makes it happen for you people. I want y'all to hear some other stuff, because I'm going to make this night one of those nights. So all you chicken heads, this is to you.
Chicken, 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 ch
Yes, 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 you know it. It's me, 747, a.k.a. Oh, yes. And we're back talking about tonight's topic, which is about you sorry-ass, trifling, motherfucking mothers. Yes, I'm talking about you bitches, not your women. You bitches out there. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, I'd like to start off tonight to let y'all know that 747 is not going to talk about any men bullshit. So if you're a stupid bitch, keep your stupid bitch ass at the house and just be nosy. Do what you do best. This is not to you. This is for you because you don't understand. So I'm going to tell you tonight why you are so fucked up and why your kids ain't shit because of your dumb ass. Yes, now tonight, I'm going to be, matter of fact, let me just go to what really, really pisses me off. Is when you women, that's what you want to be called, that's what you're claiming yourself, you bitches, let me say it the right way, you know I'm going to be real, you bitches out there, they sit up there, they come out your mouth and say, matter of fact, let me say it like this, a man doesn't have to go raw in you, bitch, you let his ass go raw in you. So first of all, I like to talk to those type women that say, hey, I figured that shit out, how about you, but shit, get it. Don't take it out. Yeah, I'm talking to your stupid ass. Yes, man, you want to be called a mother. Now, a lot of you think, nah, it didn't happen. Bitch, no, it did not just happen. You wanted it to happen because it happened. Well, stop sitting up there acting like you want a damn catcher's mitt, and you just sit up there and caught this big ass ball in your damn hand, and that you want to say, oops, I dropped it. Bitch, no, strike out. You already know what you got. That's what happened to him. Now, you know that you did that. Now, there was a whole lot of precautions that you could have took. You could have said, oh, hold on. My bad. I know what I should have did. I should have said before I took my pants off, you know, before I took my drawers off, you know, before I opened the fucking door, let him sit down. We done walked up to wherever we at, and he done touched on. Somewhere in there, I could have said, no, I don't want to do this. Now, even if you said, oh, well, I want to tease him. Bitch, you got naked. Now, somewhere in there, even when you got naked, you could have said, hold up, wait, do you got a rubber? Do you got a condom? Do you got a contraceptive? You could have been just as stupid as you want to be, but you could have asked, but you didn't. Somewhere in there, you thought about it and didn't give a fuck. Stupid bitch. That's what happened to you. Now, out of nowhere, you have made what you're going to not call an accident, but if you listen to what we just said on how it happened, it was an accident or it was an accident. Either you did it on purpose or you didn't. Which means if you're saying that things just happened, then it's an accident. Now, you can say put it on God because you don't want to be real with yourself and all this stuff. And that's fine and dandy. But since you did the accident, because the accident didn't have nothing to do with the fuck, the accident was the fuck after that. Because you knew what you was doing then. So before you try to call in and say this bullshit, I'm still talking to your dumb ass. You had a whole lot of stuff that you could have did and said and stopped before you got raw dick up in you. Now, if you was one of them stupid bitches that sit up there, had a man with the damn, like I talked about on other people, that had the fucking turtleneck on his dick, why in the fuck you didn't put a tie wrap at the tip of that bitch? Tie that shit up and fuck him in. He could have saved his neck, threw it out, undid the tie wrap, dropped it out, boom. Always use his condom. But no, your stupid ass gonna take this old slinky dick, put this old slinky meat up in your ass, stroll it back, and then say, bro, baby, my bad, put that old little stinky thing in. Yeah, that's what you did. If you're out there laughing, it's because either you did it or you saying that bitch nasty. Either way, you know you gotta laugh there, right? So I thought I'd let y'all know there's some of y'all stinky pussy bitches sitting up here saying, nah, I got that good pussy. No, you don't. You taking them stinky turtleneck dicks up in. Hey, you know me. I'm just a guy that talks. Now, I also have some songs that you have heard and have not paid attention. So what I'm about to do is come back after this song and let you know what's going on. Now, this song is from I Wayne. It's a reggae song. And if you don't understand reggae, believe me, you don't believe and listen and know everything that this man's saying. And he's talking about, yes, you guessed it, you fucked up motherfucking bitches. And he telling on you, and y'all been dancing all in the club. Ooh, this my song. Ooh, I love this song. Bitch, he been talking bad shit about your ass, because you shouldn't even be in the club anyway. Got your damn mama keeping the damn kids. You dumb ass. I like to say dumb ass a lot. You know normally I say bitch, but it just wouldn't be as good as a dumb ass. Because a dumb ass is what we use to put our luggage on. Crawl, crawl. Do something for yourself, bitch. You got problems.
Selling a weather. right, she Chiparella. Says she flirt with her boyfriend, budging him up money and bling, so she go bed with him. Catch disease, now it started spreading. She start to seek penicillin, she's dying. Mercy, please, for life she begging. When she hears her to the mark, she heading. Says she broke out at the age of 7. She dancing before she reach 11. One man can satisfy her. She needs more wood for the fire. Fixed price getting higher. And more money she require. Old car and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire. Sunny food. Burn the flesh, sell her on the buyer. Says she want a man to take her to the movies. Then another set to buy her pearls and rubies. Says she no care about cuts and bruises. That's just the way she chooses. Says she needs someone to bring her autumn, summer, winter, spring, cash. Carnival splash and pink cash. New hairstyle, nails and bling cash. She's doing business just bring cash. One man can't satisfy her. She needs more wood for the fire. The tech price getting higher. Some more money she requires. She desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire. Burn the sex seller on the fire. Says she buy her bleaching cream to get well broad. Plus her chicken feel so she well raw. Says she ready for try the L zone. Says she sexy page and cell phone. She no know the much English nor the spelling so fine. All she know morning or evening selling time. See the now, look what happened. Soft like a cotton, flesh start to rotten. One man can't satisfy her. She needs more wood for the fire. The sex price getting higher. Some more money she require. Old car and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire. Burn the flesh, sell her on the fire. Here I could our boyfriend bridging him up money and bling bling, so she go bed with him. Get disease, feet don't know it started spreading. Start to seek penicillin cause she's dying. Mercy please, for life she begging. When she hears her to the mark she heading. Says she broke out at the age of 7. So now she's strip dancing and she's just 11. One man can't satisfy her. She needs more food for the fire. Say the sex price getting higher. More money she require. Old car and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire. Flames and fire. Burn the flesh, sell her on the fire. So one man can satisfy her. She needs more wood for the fire. The sex price getting higher. So more money she require. Old car and land she desire. So from the prostitution work she won't retire.
Hell yeah, whew, ain't nothing like some raw ass pussy that you gonna bust in like a dummy, niggas. Yes, if you're just tuning in, I like to let y'all know this is the 747,
a.k.a.
Real Talk Show. And yes, I'm your host, 747. That rings a bell. The only bell that's going to ring is the church bell that y'all not taking these kids to on fucking Sunday. I be trying to sleep, and now these little bitches is riding bicycles and skateboards outside throwing rocks and shit. Why y'all don't take them to church on Sunday? I mean, I understand that I may supposed to be there. I'm just saying, bitch, take them kids down church so I can sleep. I'm working. I done lived those years. I done seen what the Lord can do. I'm just saying, now I'm older, I'm just trying to get a little rest on this day. The Sabbath was Saturday, if you go by back in the day. So I'm just saying, on one of these days, I take it out for the Lord. So don't try to put this on me. We talking about kids and sorry-ass moms. So make sure you out there start pointing these little fingers. Yes, I'm talking to you that's out there that's pointing these damn fingers. On the chat line, if you out there pointing these damn fingers, I like to give you a middle finger with a hula hoop around it, because that's how many times I'm spinning that bitch. I'm keeping the hula hoop around so you can see the shit. But that night, we're talking about fucked up, hateful ass, trifling ass mother. And we just spoke on how it's so fucked up that you sitting up there just catching that like a catcher's mitt all in your pussy and saying, ooh, my bad, and then takes it out on him like he had everything to do with it. Yeah, it was a 50-50 thing, if that's what you're going to claim it was, but somewhere in there you had a 100% chance to tell him no, or tell him hold up, or tell him, look, my period on. Ain't that what you say? Y'all didn't want to get sick and have a headache on that day, but now you want to talk about him, how fucked up he is. So that brings me to this new topic that I like to ask all you suckers out there. I got a big question. Why the fuck do women lay up with men who already got kids and they not taking care of them kids? I'ma pause. Hold on. Let me wait. Hold on. Hold on. I want to make sure I got it out there. Let me say it again. Laying down with a motherfucking man who already got kids that he's not doing. Did you hear that? I just want to make sure I pause the music. Okay, then we go back. All right, stupid bitch, I like to say to you, no matter what you trying to fool on anybody, you knew what the fuck was going on with him. You wanted some dick, dirty ass, some big dick, or some good dick. No matter how you try to get around it, it was something that had to do with some dick. That's why your old trifling ass decided, well, fuck it, I'm going to bring him with my kids. Why? For what? He ain't a daddy. You already know he got kids out here, out there. First of all, if he don't have a kid that he's trying to take care of, and you notice I said a kid because unless he had twins, I don't see how you could have did it twice somewhere. That's just me. After the first time, and the way the system is set up, and you just said, oops, my bad, damn, oh man, she caught it. Yeah, once it gets to that point, and you have figured out that life and the system is not going to be on your side, why the fuck would you go backwards and say, okay, fuck it, maybe this was just going to be a different catch of me. Maybe she'll drop it and I won't get struck out. No, bitch, that's how come you got $1,500 that's your check, but only 12 of it is your money. I don't understand. The sense that I got one child, 15, that's it. You know why? Because the first time was enough for me. Now, if you out there, you got 5 or 6 or 7, bitch, you got a trigger. You got a trigger happy dick somewhere. So somewhere you can't hold the shit back, pull out of something. You got Down syndrome on your dick, and you need to get that shit fixed up. They might have medicine for it, because there ain't no way in the world I'm just going to like, ooh, my bad, just blues and just let it drip and shit. Fuck all that shit. This a baby that could have fell on the floor. Let that bitch fall on the floor, smear the motherfucker, wipe it up. No matter what, take that baby, throw that baby in the trash, because if you let that baby sit, that baby's an actual fucking baby, and that's 18 years of bounty. Yeah, you're going to be taking pampers off and wiping asses and shit for 18 years of that. So it's a whole lot easier. Drip that bitch on the damn floor in some, like, I don't know, some plastic. Throw that shit against the wall. Boom, baby. He's Superman now. You don't even have to worry about it no more. I'm just saying. Bella, why is you even dealing with these women? If she, you already know you fucked up. You already know that, Lord, oh, man, I'm just going to be getting some pussy. Yes, if you already know you're that type of guy, ooh, my bad, I'm just going to let this baby be in her. If you're one of those guys, why would you even let her come up there to be a dumb, stupid ass that said, ooh, I think he got some good dick. Ooh, he got a big dick. Ooh, I think I'm going to just let him bust in me and just worry about it later. Yes, if you know she that stupid, what the fuck would you even try to deal with her ass for? At least if she has the money, she wouldn't just let you do that in the beginning. If she's smart, she just wouldn't let you do that. I'm just saying, if you out there and you let any of them do that more than once, then I'm talking to your own stupid ass because that's what you did. You can't be mad at me for calling you what you are. Just thought I'd say that. Boom, I threw it out there. Hope you catch it. You've been catching everything else. Now, with all this being said, a lot of you out there got these kids that for some reason that you want them to call some other dude that ain't the dude, daddy. Like, that's kind of gone considering that you didn't do the fatherly thing with the man and say, oh, okay, let's try to make some shit work. Or he was just that trifling. No matter what, you didn't make no good decisions that you gave him some ass for free. And when I say free, you gave it for free if I want nothing on it. Want no credit over top of that dick, so you gave it to him for free. So somewhere in there, you should have got your shit together. But hey, I'm just 747, and you know I can be trifling as hell in the words that I tell and the things that I say. So I figure I should make sure that these songs all tonight be about nothing but dumb bitches. Now, if you're out there and you one of those dumb bitches, this is your song, bitch. I just want to make sure I give you your song. This is to you.
Boys and girls want to hear a true story. Saturday night was at this real wild party. They had the liquor overflowing the cup. About 5, 6 strippers trying to work for a buck. Then I took one girl outside with me. Her name was Lonnie. She was in junior high with me. I said, why you up in there dancing for cash? I guess a whole lot changed since I
one with a baby. That's no excuse to be living all crazy. Then she looked me right square in the eye. I said, every day I wake up hoping to die. I said, nigga, I know about pain, cause me and my sister ran away so my daddy couldn't rape us. Before I was a teenager, I done been through more shit you can't even relate to.
What would you do if someone's at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor?
Say, hey, we like to give rank to who? Captain No Name? I mean, really. So, I mean, you ain't even got no rank until you even got a name right now, Miss Lady.
Okay, okay.
All right.
That's right. That's, all right. No name ain't got no place to stay. So I'm just going to sit down on it. And I'm just
going to
listen.
Okay. Now listen to how that, see, you know that's a good mother somewhere in there. She said, I ain't even going to mess with this guy. Forget him. Now, Miss No Lane, we're going to give you another name. Your name going to be Miss, I guess so. How about this?
Yeah, you can
tell
me anytime you want to.
Hey, Miss, I guess so. You ain't got no damn name. Hey, if you just tuning in, this is a 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. If you just tuned in, that was Miss No Name. She's been coming back and forth. Yes, she gets it down. And we love you. Now, make sure you put those on your angles because we talked about the Asher angles. And for some reason, by your accent, I think you got some Asher angles. So make sure you put all my licks, and all my spit all around your angles. I want to make sure that they breathe it because I ate chicken. So tonight we're going to be talking about bad mothers, people, and how fucked up the bad mothers are. And if you're out there and you're a bad mother, hey, bitch, I'm talking to you. I just thought I'd say that because you deserve that. That is exactly how we're doing it tonight. It's going to be harsh, and yes, I'm going to be graphic because it would not be me if I did, okay? So now, let's talk about, let's go to the, matter of fact, DSS. Let's go there. I got an issue. Bitch, how the fuck is you asking for fucking help, wanting food stamps, wanting clothes and your bills paid and shit, but you coming in with Gucci shit, even if it's, let's say, it's that knockoff bullshit. Bitch, that shit come $40. How the fuck your kids coming in with snotty noses and boogers and shit all on their face, the hair ain't done and nothing, the sock, they just came in with no socks. Baby walking in with just a pamper. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? But you looking good, and you want them to help you. That's some bullshit, because I can't even call you a mother, because if your kids is raggedy, I don't give a fuck what place you working at or where you trying to go. If your kids is raggedy, bitch, you need to be rag-a-day, like every day. Rag-a-day. That's it. You take one rag, wrap it around your ragged-ass self, put it there, and call that your rag-a-day. No way in the world should your kids be walking around with just Pampers on out there in the wilderness, outside. Just out there in the wilderness. Hey, we playing. No T-shirts or nothing. Little girls just running out there. No T-shirts or nothing. And she's going to get titties one day. You're confusing the little boy. I'm just saying. No, don't look at her for what? She walk around with a chest like the little boy. Pampers on and shit. Dirt. Just straight doo-doo and dirt just everywhere, all on the backside. And we want to say, ooh, don't say that to my kids. Don't be talking about my kids. Bitch, that's a raggedy little pig being looking child. Sitting up there all in dirt. You remember back in the days, old people, when it used to be fun playing in the dirt, set aside now that the children just dirty? Yeah, we used to make ourselves go play in the dirt. It was fun because we knew we was going to bathe. These bitches is making sure that they fucking some no-name nigga that ain't got no name nowhere because he don't want to be known, no place to stay, no money. And we talking about, oh, he a dope boy. Bitch, he ain't no dope boy. He doing niggas and dimes. He ain't never got no dope if he doing niggas and dimes. Dope men don't even have names no more. They actually have symbols like, bitch, he put his finger up, your ass dead. That's all he got to do. So if you ain't one of them guys, and if you done sold weed and all this other little stuff, 1 year and next year you ain't moved up to something next, bitch, you ain't never gonna be no dope boy, and you not a dope boy. And she's a stupid bitch to sit up here and say, I'ma support him, I'ma make sure my man be something. The system is fucked up. Nah, they be holding him down. Yeah, if you one of them bitches, bitch, I'm talking to you, because that takes me to my next point. You got snotty nose kids with a man who don't want to take care of his kids, so you gonna move his old trifling ass into your house with your kids and got the nerve to make them little fuckers call his nobody ass daddy? For what? He don't want to be a damn daddy. Why is you trying to give him a fucking name? He don't want nothing that has to do with you. He need a place to lay his head and sleep so he can figure out who he can get the next pussy from. So when he do get that pussy, he can leave your old stupid ass. Because if you let him do it, then yes, you are that stupid ass. So if you're out there and you got that man laying up on beside you somewhere and you listen all here, bitch, you stupid, first of all, because that means you're paying for everything. What you hiding all your shit for? You better listen to this motherfucking show and let him hear it, because yes, I said it. I'm telling on his ass. He's a fucker, and you's a fuck up, fucking up with his fuck up ass. Yes, all them fuck ups means you ain't shit, he ain't shit, which means 9 times out of 10, your kids only going to be just as much as you are, a turd, nothing more. So if you out there and you're one of those ladies that's actually still trying to use a man for the reason on why your kids is problems, or if you're out there trying to say, I don't know, I need to go get my food stamps. I can't work for so much because I got to go to the club. I got to drop my kids off at my mama's house on Friday and Saturday. Now, first of all, bitch, if you're getting food stamps, most of you nowadays, you're not working. What the fuck do you got to drop them off on the weekend for? Because you had them all week. You ain't had shit to do at all. Nothing. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck are you taking kids to daycare for, and you ain't working. Why? Why is there men sitting in the houses with these, just with the kids, bitch niggas, and then use a bitch to have them? I'm like, really? Damn, not in those kids, y'all can't fix the noses up. Now both of y'all looking good. He living in the house, ain't got shit, and the kids is the only one with income coming in, and they the ones racked. Sound like some Cinderella bullshit to me. Really, the kids got the food stamps. The kids got the child support if they get any child support. Shoot, the kids got all the assistance, but your bitch ass don't do nothing. So therefore, the kids should be in charge to tell your old monkey ass to go outside and work. Kids need to pimp y'all, because y'all doing a whole lot of bullshit to these children. And there's a lot of kids out there that's suffering, and it's going to make our next generation be so fucked up. If you got kids right now that you ain't knocked them the fuck out because they talking too much, then you a stupid bitch. That's just me. The reason I'm saying that, because some kids need to get knocked the fuck out. You don't have to put your hands on them. I'm just saying, throw something at the bitch. Then you didn't put no hands on them. But they need to get their ass set down. And they're not going to do it if you just say, nah, I'm going to be their friend. How many friends you got that I called associates now? So now you're going to call your child your friend? I mean, I'm just saying, you catch on. You don't understand. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you somebody who probably should have did the same thing. Your stupid ass did some dumb shit. She probably thought she was getting too close to God mentally. But hey, the only person I know that can give y'all a song that you need to hear right now is that Lion Hill. Do you remember this shit?
Yeah. No!
sorry. I know I made a lot of y'all motherfuckers mad. Too bad, bitch. I'm talking to you. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747, and we're talking about mothers who ain't shit. You trifling bitches. Not you good mothers. Not y'all strong women. And first of all, let me give a mad shout out so I can distinguish the difference. Nothing, I'm not talking to any woman. And notice the word I use, woman, which means she can stand on her own two feet. Fuck it. She gonna take her consequences just like a man in the wood. That's what women say. You not a man. You ain't being responsible. Okay, then you're not a woman if you point the finger in some bullshit that you had something to do too. Hey, we're not saying snitch on them. We just saying, bitch, take the damn responsibility that you fucked up and you still trying to throw it on him. Like you didn't have all the issues within yourself that you could have stopped it. Yeah. Make sure you're telling all your friends, though, to dial 646-200-0883 and that depressing one after all of that bullshit, and we got some illiterate dummies that's out there. Press the one after you're prompted behind it and say, I don't know, nothing, because, bitch, I'm going to see you come up and I might talk to you, especially if I know you got something to say. Rules for tonight, I don't give a fuck what's on your damn mind. If it got anything to bash a man tonight, we ain't going through that. Because if you're trying to bash a man, then I'm talking about you tonight, bitch. So that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's the problem. You need to be quiet. So then we not going to listen to you tonight. If you have any person tonight that want to say anything, it is because you are agreeing that these bitches ain't nothing but hoes. They done fucked up the world. They done messed up all the good girls' minds to the point where now we got good girls doing wrong. We got these same bitches who done, for some reason, got the game all fucked up. Now they saying, hey, men do it, bitch. That don't have nothing to do with you being a lady. Just to let y'all motherfuckers know that if you trying to throw that consequence that you just want to be a hoe, just go and say you want to be a hoe. But don't put it on him like he had something to do with that. Bitch, you want to be a hoe. Say it. Jump offs is everywhere then. They used to come like 15 every 30,000 miles, but now shit, you can get one if you take two steps up the street. So get your jump off. Go and be a jump off. Find them, because you do girls too. Enjoy yourself, but stop bringing these kids and this fucked up bullshit that you doing, because you trifling. Now, we're also going to talk about tonight that's pissing me off. I feel, this is my personal opinion, I feel a bitch needs to go to fucking jail if she giving her kid away. I don't give a fuck if you can't take care of it. First of all, you telling me that man that made the baby, you know, we got women out there that point their finger, okay, them men that made that baby, out of nowhere said, fuck it. Oh, we done got mad. So now we finna hem him up. Tell the police that we gotta get him. If he don't do this, he don't pay this, his ass got to go to jail. Now, I don't see the fairness in that when this bitch, the one that kept the baby, held the baby, lived, made the baby, and then gonna get the baby away. Whole bitch ass need to go to jail. That's just me. That's coming from Lamax. Now, if you know anything about Lamax, that's my street advisor. We go to him to make sure that all these topics are on and they're popping. I also like to give that same man shout out to Monique, you know, the horse back rider. Yeah, she called in and made sure that I got some of these things that we're talking about tonight, because a lot of y'all out there trying to sugarcoat and act like, oh, nah, it's not me. He ain't talking about me. Then, bitch, if you got to keep saying that, bitch, I am talking about you. I'm talking about all these women that's made these kids. And if they're at your grandma's house, bitch, I'm talking about you, too. Because they shouldn't be at the grandma's house. Well, nah, I didn't have a way. Yes, you did. They could have been with you, and you could have figured that shit out. You gave the pussy up to a nobody, while the fuck you can't get that pussy up to somebody to help. I'm just saying. Shit, you say, pussy run the world. Then, bitch, how come you can't let pussy run your household? Fix it. But don't sit up there and try to act, like you innocent. Because if you're out there claiming innocent, bitch, you already know you're guilty. Only an innocent person, everybody can see an innocent person. Really, you really can't. I'm just being honest. You know they're fucked up. And I like to also give, fuck you, Chrissy Love and Seed is on the chat. It's talking about she got a request. She can request these nuts. That's what she can request. I just thought I'd say that. These nuts, you can request those. You can jiggle them on your jaw sack, round in the back, round your tonsil lips. Yes, do that shit. Jingle it, baby. No request tonight. This is only going to be a fucking pissed off at Mother's Night. If you're trifling, this song is definitely to you.
Yeah. I say, bitch bad, woman good. made it better. Hey, 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 hey. Now imagine as a shorty, maybe five, maybe four, riding around with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this is what she says. Because I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby carriage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of health and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah. Now, imagine a group of little two girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance, they understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance into their intelligence, meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want and all I like in life. Bitches.
Now let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whim. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch. Yeah.
Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
I say,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
Disclaimer, this Raymer, Lupe's not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz while I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gas, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she a bad bitch, and she thinks she a bad bitch. He thinks this respectfully, she thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea, he don't wanna fuck her. He thinks she bad at being a bitch, like his mother. Mama never dressed like that, come out the house hot mess like that. Ass titties spread like that, all out to impress like that, just like that. You see the fruit of the confusion. He caught in a reality, she caught in an illusion. Bad mean good to her, she really nice and smart. But bad mean bad to him, bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way. But she thinks she a bitch, what a double entendre. Yeah. Tell him,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
I say,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
Tried to shit with your kids that you're sitting up here pissed off at the men that you done gave pussy to, let bust in you, then
hold a baby. I don't believe in the abortion thing, but I don't believe in being stupid. He's a dumbass. I'm just saying. If you're a new person here, hey, make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and then they're pressing 1 so they can talk to me and we can get this shit out. Yes, tonight we're talking about trifling mothers. No matter what you do, if you press that motherfucking 1 tonight, and I'm having folks that's pressing them 1s, I don't give a fuck what the men doing. Tonight we're not talking about the fucking men and how the fuck they doing. We're talking about your stupid ass. And if you call me to say that, that means you one of these stupid ass dummies. And that's why you call me. I need you to call and say, yeah, you right. Other than that, bitch, fix your shit. You the dumbass sleeping with a man in your house and ain't got no damn job and got these kids sitting up there guessing what they gonna do. And he keeping the kids. They ain't his kids, which means you got another motherfucker that was dumb enough to fuck your old dumbass and make a baby with you. Now you got 2 niggas in your life forever because you know that new nigga who ain't doing nothing, he gonna fucking bust in your stupid self too. Because if you're dumb enough to have a man in your house with your kids that ain't got nothing going for itself, then you're damn sure dumb enough to do the shit again. Just thought I'd let your stupid self know this. That's probably why you got 2, 3, 4, 5 baby daddies. And then you're mad at us for calling you a hoe. I'm just saying, if you do hoe shit, that's usually what it go down. Like they say, if it bark, not bark, if it quack like a duck, waller like a duck, and that motherfucker got orange feet, bitch is a damn duck. So I'm just saying, if you act like a hoe, you doing things like a hoe, and if you sucking dicks like hoes do, bitch, you ain't no virgin. Bitch, you's a hoe. Ain't nobody falling for that shit. I just thought I'd say that because we get real on the Real Talk Show of 747, a.k.a. Ho. Make sure you're tuning in on Wednesday night and checking out Chrissy Love MC at What's Hot Wednesday or at Thursday night. I forgot. Throwback Thursday, where they get down, where she throw all you older people out there and all you young coons that's out there saying, hey, I like that old music. Yeah, we got you straight, too. She gets down. I love her, but I fucks with her so bad. So if you hear me ever tell her to kiss my ass, it's not that I mean it. It means that I really, really mean it. But it's all love in the middle of the hole. Just thought I'd let her know that. Chris Love, take that puck up in my ass and make sure that it's nice and tingly, because that's how I like it. Yes, we're talking about fucking hateful-ass mothers. I got a problem also with mothers that party with their actual children. You got fucking problems out their ass. The reason I say you got problems out the ass, because where's your respect? Where's the point where you say, I need to tell my kids that I'm grown and they my children or something? I mean, even if you're 40, 50, I don't feel like you just need to be out there with your kids. And if their kids are 18, mama, you too old to be in that same club because this 35 and up is out there that you need to be shaking your ass. Oh, your game just that fucked up. That's why you got all them damn kids old enough that y'all can go to the same school. I mean, go to the same damn clubs and shit. That's another thing. A lot of you didn't get out of school. That's what I was about to say. A lot of you didn't get out of school, but you pissed off at your kids for fucking up in school. And you talking about you going to help them. Bitch, you can't even ask. You need to fix that. You can't do it as far as help them. All your ass can really do is, I don't know, just really just tell them, no, baby, just do the best you can. Because if you, that's the only way that you can make it nowadays. Look at your mama. You don't say smart shit like that. What you do, you try to tell them, no, 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 you need to do this. You need to be this way. First of all, why is you still having a... problems with your children wanting them to respect you, and every other week it's a new daddy that they gotta ask, is really, is this my daddy? You got kids out here, like right now, last weekend I went and found that there's actual women who make babies and then they take them to people's houses and just drop them off. Literally just drop them off. Which means we have kids out there that's going through some selfish bullshit that a motherfucker would catch nut in them, make the baby, carry the baby, then out of nowhere say, oh, my bad, fuck it. Like a upset stomach and shit. Like they said, nah, I don't think I want to keep the shit in no longer. I'm going to let the shit out. So that's how you're doing your children now. That's a bad deal to be a child and go through those situations. It's really, really fucked up that we have mothers that's out there that's doing that shit. Now, I know we have strong mothers that's out there that said, fuck it, I did this. I know as a mother, I supposed to be a mother and make it happen for a child. Not saying that the father is right. We're just talking about the mother part. She needs to be a mother. And the more that you point and the more that you say that it's him, you're less and less and less of a mother. So stop looking at Mother's Day like you're one, because you're not. You're not a mother. The title of mother, you're not. Now, a lot of you out there saying, men ain't shit, men ain't shit. Well, first of all, men ain't shit because you ain't shit. That's the men that you're dealing with. That's why you don't know no better. I just thought I'd let your stupid ass know that you're telling on yourself. So all the men that you're fucking, all them baby daddies that you got, and all the motherfuckers that you saying, I don't even know if I fucked him. Bitch, you fucked him. Yes, you did. You know you fucked him. You acting like you fucked him in your mind. Bitch, you fucked him. And you know it. He know it. The baby looked like his cousin. Yeah, you fucked him, and you fucked the cousin. Because y'all are out there. So don't do them things. Some of us is out there is actually saying, I'm going to make this baby. And if it's made, we'll figure it out. I had been one of those guys, but I didn't get caught. So if you were one of those guys out there that how can I say this and got caught, all I can say is, buddy, you better be real sweet to her because that system is fucked up. And no matter what you try to do, them bitches going to hem your ass up. Now, I like to let y'all know I got a lot of songs I would like to play, but I really want to play songs that that actually pertain to what's going on tonight. And what's going on tonight is trifling mothers out there. And if you're a strong mother that do it yourself, and I see y'all out there, I want y'all to make sure you call in and let us know why you're strong, what makes you strong, because we got some bitches out there that's trying to beat you. They decoy. They ain't even ready for what you doing. You being a woman, you got this strength. Matter of fact, can I put a ring on your damn finger? Because this hoes out here that's asking why he won't marry. Bitch, because you ain't nothing to marry. You ain't no mama. You ain't no wife. You ain't going to be nothing but a chump off. Come get these nuts, bitch. That's all we gonna say to you.
Hey, yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game. And she just found her S.E.
Life's a trail. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you get your lips. But they just want relation. They don't want relationships. Your daddy knows your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl did change. Drink, why put your finger on it? But you're feeling strange, like it's fire in your veins.
Thank you.
somebody out there that made an accident. If you're just tuning in, this is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I'm your host, and we're talking about trifling-ass mothers. Let me go to the lines for 1 minute. Is this Travis?
Yeah, it's Travis.
How you doing, Travis? Man, go on, say what you got to say, man.
I say, how about this trifling woman can teach a sonogram? And then they impregnate the guys talking about they trap and talk about, oh, it's their baby, so they can get some money.
Really? You're right. You know what sucks about that part? It's really messed up that you would use a baby for some dick. To make a long story short. To me, it's really messed up that they were even hold. Matter of fact, let's say it's for some dick. They can say it's the money and all this shit, but it was for that dick because they got mad. No matter how we try to sugarcoat it, they want to be mad, so they add to the problem and the issue. They say, oh, wait, I can't hurt him, so I'm going to hold this little picture shit for him to fuck with him. That what you're saying, Trav?
Yeah, but the thing about it is, she tried to use for my boy, too. That's how I know it was a fake.
Wow. We got those out there, the decoy. So, basically, you're saying they, Kinko, and, is it Kinko? What is it, Kinko? Ain't that the picture place?
Yeah.
They Kinkoing? Really?
Oh, yeah.
We got women out there that's saying, oh, damn, shit, he don't know. I just draw a dick in and tell this one is a boy, and then erase the shit and tell him it's a girl. That type of shit, that's what we going through now, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's how we going.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? We got guys out there that actually got bitches, and y'all know I say it like that, bitches out there that's saying, hold on, I got the Kinko. Let me get this one, girl. I got him. Hold on. Don't use that Kinko. I use that Kinko on his cousin. Get this one. They're just going in like they got socks. Kinko pictures. But I'm glad that you called on in, Travis, and get anything else on your chest you want to get off. Because this is definitely the time for us men.
Well, I'm good.
You're good?
Yep.
Well, I like to give a mad shout out to Travis, man, because if y'all don't know, I was in the military. Yes, I was. Yeah, I got some difficult shit. But Travis was in the military with me, and I like to say, man, I love you, man. I miss you, and I'm glad to see that you out here supporting me at a distance. Thanks, man.
All right, no problem, mate.
Yes, did you hear that? He said y'all out there Kinko. Now, if you one of those Kinko bitches, I didn't even know that. So I'm talking to your old monkey ass. I'm really pissed off that y'all actually using copy paper like that. Like, we got kids that can't find paper in school. They ain't got paper to use. And y'all just taking pictures. Ooh, I don't want my baby to look like this. Put that shit back. Do another. Y'all Kinkoing pictures now? For change? Really? We using kids for change? Oh, we been using kids for change. Don't y'all out there nowadays. Now, we have women that make babies for tax money. Yes, tax money bitches. Credit bitches. You a credit card bitch. Yes, that's what we gonna call you. Tax money bitches. Now, if you got 6 or 7 kids, you stupid ass, first of all, because you shouldn't have 6 or 7 kids unless you rich. Which means after that first one, and you see how hard it is, and you made any more, me personally, DSS should tell you, y'all, to kiss their motherfucking ass and go sit your ass the fuck down and figure that shit the fuck out. Because it's really, really in your face funny when a motherfucker got 18 damn kids on a humbug, got $15,000 worth of food stamps and $25 worth of rent. And then they got good shoes and cars and shit, and us is out there that's been served and did good things. We got to struggle, and then at the end of the year, we got to pay this shit back for you and these little fucking motherfuckers that your ass ain't going to train because you ain't trained. Yeah, that's some fucked up shit that we all have to go through, that tax money and shit. For the strong women that's doing it all by themselves, that's super hard. Because now you take it from them. They only get little pennies because the man ain't doing. And now you're going to take from them. You trifling asshole. You need to get a dick, smack it across your face and die because it was too big across your old little ass face. Because your brain ain't big as hell for nothing. I'm just saying. You's a dumbass. And I'm going to say you's a dumbass. I'm going to say you's a stupid bitch all motherfucking night because you deserve to hear this shit. Because if don't nobody tell you, you don't know no damn better. You need some fucking love, ho.
Cut the music up.
You're not a sucker, dick. If you just tuned in, this is the 747, a.k.a. Old Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. I'd like to give that mad shout out to Travis from hearing from him again. Thanks, man, for showing up. I'd like to give a mad shout out to TSC. Fuck your bitch. Chrissy Love, fuck your bitch beside her. Yes, I'd like to tell both of them because they have been fucking with me on this chat line. If you're out there and you're just tuning in, make sure you check us out at www.mediacraze.me. And you can find out all the shit that's going on with this show, Wednesday night show, Thursday night show, Friday night show. Shit, we have shows all the time. But you just got to tune in and check us out. Become a friend at Facebook, and that's Craze Radio at Facebook. And you can find out everything that's going on with us. Check us out at Twitter under Christy Love NC or at 747 AKAO. And you can find out everything. So tonight, I was just letting you know, tonight we're talking about fucked up mothers. and the bitches that got so much to fucking say. Like, I've been having a lot of callers call in talking about, well, you won't say, let me say it about the men. Bitch, I said I won't talk about no damn men. And that's just how I said it. Y'all know I get real like this. So if you're out there and you're still on the lines and I said it to you, I just like said, bitch, yeah, I said it to your old mug ass. I ain't holding my tongue. You knew what the fuck I said the first time I said it. Just thought I'd let you know that. And I won't say your name because it's embarrassing for your name to be told that you just got told out from some little guy that said fuck you and meant it. Because you was a fucking fuck up mother. Yes, this weekend I did see a lot of kids that were dropped off and their parents happened to come by just to see if they were having a party in the area and they hadn't even been around in months at a time. And to me, that's just wrong. No matter how you look at it, the kids are crying because the mother and the father didn't want to go up the street, but you've been gone for 4 or 5 months and you live less than 5-10 minutes away. I don't feel like that's right. And because of that, that's why tonight's show is exactly what it is, because I feel like some women do not deserve to be able to have children at all. We have women, I know personal women that wish they could have kids and they can't. And why? Who knows? God said no, but he still let these fuck-ups have these babies. And I don't feel like that's fair. Now, we're not saying, I'm a God-fearing person. I'm not saying God did it. I'm just saying, fuck. Why these women who would be perfect mothers to these children, why can't they be blessed with a child, and why couldn't you take away the children from the sucker-ass bitch? She ain't need no damn eggs since they was already scrambled anyway because everybody was fucking her. So I'm just saying, why we even give her any eggs? We knew what she was going to do, and we already knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that she was never going to be good for those children. So why did we even let her have them? Your parents out there that have a daughter that had them kids, I'm still trying to figure out why. Now, a lot of you saying, well, I don't believe in abortion, but you believe in stupid shit because now your ass got to take care of these kids. Hey, you let the system say it's okay for girls and girls. You let the system say this man has to do because of her. You let the system say we're going to have two women and two men marriages. But for some reason, the system can't help the children the way they're supposed to help these children. Or we can't help these mothers who just got eggs for fun. I'm like, once you have one and two, I feel like they just need to stop that shit. After that, they need to make a law. If you ain't got a ring on your finger, bitch, you going to jail. The next motherfucker, the third little motherfucker that pop out that pussy and you ain't got no rings and shit, we going to have to send your ass to jail because we already seen that you's a jackpot. You catch a nut like it's a cup. And we ain't got time for folks to just be drinking from that damn cup. That's a nasty-ass cup. So women out there, that catches mitts, and that's what y'all, I'm happy to say we appreciate you because we got to practice on the feeling. But damn, bitch, you could have put something in there or told the motherfucker something. I'm like, damn, you don't need to be a catches mitts type bitch. That's just not good. Now, I'm loving you women that are out there that are doing what you have to do. Now, a lot of people on the chat line right now, they even cut me off and talking about something about their rights. Who give a fuck about a right? We talking about kids tonight. I'm not talking about no gay rights. Who give a damn? We still talking about the equal female rights that they was killing themselves to get, but the bitches don't want to be women no more. That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm talking about the rights to motherfucking gay women who want to be with women, but got a woman wearing a strap on like a dick. Bitch, you confused. You want a dick. I don't care what you're talking about, but we going to keep a baby somewhere. Ain't that confusing? For a child, that's just me. So I don't give a fuck about a right. Hey, that's just me. I'm being honest and being real. Them rights is some fake ass rights, and we use them against. Like when it comes to football, if you play football, you can't make a girl in high school say that she can't play. But you want us not to hit that bitch like she a fucking man. I tell you what, get on my football team, and if she a bitch, when it comes to scrimmage, I'm gonna plow her ass in that damn dirt because she shouldn't been out there. I'm just saying, equal rights, equal ass whoopings. That's just how it's supposed to go. If you're a person out there that ain't never had ass whooping, that's cool. That's why you don't know no better. And that's why you talking about equal rights and shit. Who give a damn? I'm talking about the kids. These kids are going through a lot of problems because of fucked up parents. You the fucked up parents. Exactly. And you know why? Because a lot of you women don't know what it means to be a mother. Why? Because you were taught to be a gold digger.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me.
Enjoy themselves. Now, I'm having folks that's sending me some. Let me check this out.
We got problems out there. Now, I'm getting these, y'all sending me these things. This is online with Travis. He's saying to talk about these mothers that smoke weed with their child, and they wonder why they can't get a job. That's some bullshit, first of all, being that there are stupid-ass women that think it's okay just to be with their, first of all, I said kids, so you with your kids, with your children, who aren't grown, doing wrong, and you want to claim that you are a mother. The first part of being a mother to me is being actually a mother, being there the way you're supposed to be. Now, a lot of you out there, well, what really does motherly mean? Bitch, you know what motherly type things, what that is. Don't try to act like you're not intelligent. Because a lot of you aren't, but that don't mean that you don't know what the fuck going on when you're a fuck-up type mother. So if you're one of those women out there that's smoking weed, drinking with your damn kids, I'm just so pissed off at you because of the fact that it could be a whole lot more things that you could be doing with your kids. I don't know. Like teaching the bitch that you's a fuck up and that they need to do other shit. I'm just saying. Being a dumb mama is actually being a smart mama if you're smart enough to tell your kids that you have been a fucking dumb mother. A lot of you women will never, ever, ever come to grasp and say, I was wrong. Yes, I put that little stinky dick in me. Yes, I let him be raw. And yes, his old non-fucking-ass. Now, he's non-fucking, but you got 2-3 babies with him, you stupid-ass. Who you fooling? Yes, your non-fucking-ass. And that's why I don't want to have nothing to do with him and all this other shit. Bitch, get your life right. You the fuck-up. You the reason why, I don't know, this.
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing no things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you got to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can't pay my bills.
On my car, gave me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands, haven't paid the first bill, but you better head into the mall, going on shopping spree, perpetrating to your friends like you be falling, and then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home, and then when the bill come, all of a sudden you be acting dumb, don't know where none of these calls come from. Mama's on the deal more than one. You trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out.
Instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can't pay the bills.
Try for me.
automobile. Then maybe we could chill.
I don't think you do. So you and me are through.
Dowson.
Okay, now first of all, fuck her and her damn bill. This is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. I don't like Beyonce. Everyone knows I don't like Beyonce. But that Bills, Bills, Bills song had to be played tonight because that bitch was talking about some bullshit about fucking a man all the way over, all the way through. Bitch, your pussy ain't that good. You with a dude that look like the damn Toad Turtle in damn Super Mario Brothers. Bitch, get your life right. We know what you was giving up pussy for. I like to give that to Chrissy Love, tell her to kiss all of their asses because she goes down with that Beyonce, so I put that Beyonce on for her monkey ass. So there you go, Chrissy Love, and see, you don't get no request, but you can have that bullshit and take it away. I gave it to you. Tonight's been one of those nights where we talked about trifling mothers and the fucked up shit that mothers are doing with these kids. If you're looking way good, ladies, then your children should always look way better. If you claim that that man that you've been with is one type of way, then you chose that man. Stop putting everything of all your wrongs and all that shit that you've done. Stop putting it on that man. You know what the fuck you was up to, and you knew what you was doing. Don't play them games. And a lot of you, hey, yeah, you did make a mistake. But mistake means one time. You can't make that same mistake 82 times. There's women out there that don't have eggs no more because they done fucked that many times, had that many abortions, and then lost that many kids and still got some with them. You need to fix your shit. Put a damn lock on the motherfucker. Sew the motherfucker together and throw that bitch in a lake. And you don't use it until you want some damn dick. And you got to go pick a rope and pull that shit out the damn ocean to get it. I'm just saying. You're too fertile. Stop giving up to all this pussy raw. You fucking up the world. And then the ladies that you're talking to, you're fucking them up too. We trying to make a new world that needs to be better. And it's getting worse. The kids are making kids and the grandparents are taking care of these kids. Yes, they have the right morals, but these people are getting old. They really need help. And if you're a mother that's trifling, why are you giving kids to them? Why did you make kids in the first place? And fathers, don't get it twisted. This is just not a night of bashing y'all, because y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. If you're a father and for some reason you don't have or try to have nothing for your kids, you ain't no fucking father. You not shit. Oh, what, I thought I was going to just bash women all night and not talk about how tribal y'all old nasty-ass fuckers is? Oh, yeah, I'm talking about y'all. Yes, guys, your dick ain't never going to be that good when it comes to your children. So stop being what you can't be. And that's a real man. I just thought I'd say that because we got a lot of folks out there that really don't know what that means. So, hey, if you don't know what a real man is, that means you've never been one, fellas. And ladies, if you don't know what a real man truly is, that means you've never been one, ladies. Been with one, ladies. So I just like to say, all you real men that's out there, will you please, 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 stay hiding. Because until these women can go to another area, another scenery, they don't deserve you. But hey, you're always the guy that they say just a friend, right? I know, been through it.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. different at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the rumor, got picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Come on next week and check out Poppy, a.k.a. Christian Bailey. Yes, that's his name, but I just figured I'd let y'all know that we're calling him Poppy because that's what he answers to. And we'll have him next week doing the show, me, him, our antics, and whatever music he wants, that's what we're going to have of him. We're debuting Christian Bailey next week because he was the Battle of the Artists 3 last week winner. And we're going to make sure that we get him on here next week to get that music out, to hear everything about him. And whatever topic we decide on together, that's what we're going to talk about. So make sure you're tuning in next week. And let all your friends know that they need to call in, because the more call-ins, the more fun we can have here. Hey, I'm just saying, it could be fun. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that they're pressing 1 when they're calling in to check us out and talk to the host. Check us out on Wednesday night on What's Hot Wednesday. That's with Christy Love NC. On Thursday night, the Throwback Thursday, where she cuts it up and lets you hear the good music. And she civilized people, so if you don't like to hear the fuck bullshit, motherfuckers, assholes, and all the shit that I might say, well, damn, go talk to the good girl. She do good things, and it's clean. If I don't show up. But, hey, you know me. I'm signing out. Or should I? You know, I got that thing that we can be out behind the scenes and talk, but I don't think y'all ready for that tonight. So I'm going to sign on out and give you probably 2 more songs and let you know that if you're new here, you may not have heard my slogan, but this is how it goes. Make sure you're tuning in at 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. Yes, you know what? I got big balls. Yeah.
Welcome to the Hypnotize Zone. Today you'll hear the story of Russell Retzhaven and the day he tried to save his girlfriend. Here's the story.
Man, you won't believe what the hell happened to me now, man.
What?
I let this nigga come out my house and he fucked my bitch. But I'm gonna kill him when he get off work tonight, though.
Man, fuck that hoe, man. You can't be trying to save that bitch, man. My nigga don't have the hoe in the Brian Fraser.
I spent cheese on it and everything. I bought rings
Yes, yes, if you're still out there listening, that means you're a fan and not one of these nosy motherfuckers. Yes, I'm gonna play some more songs and talk some bullshit, and that's just in case if I fall asleep. At least I know I got some music playing, because I had a long day, a long weekend, and I still want to make sure that all my fans get to hear whatever it is they want to listen to, and they get to laugh a little bit. So, I like to let y'all know, this weekend I did meet some fat people that actually decided that they wanted to fuck, and they let me tape it. And when I taped it, it was okay until it got hot in that motherfucker, because for some reason they didn't have a fan or nothing. One, the big dude, he had a t-shirt on, he was fucking his old big bitch, and it smelled like bacon. So I like to tell you, if you that big and you got a t-shirt on, and when y'all fuck, his juice and your juice smell like bacon, y'all need to do something else than breakfast. Y'all don't need to be doing nothing that got to do with nothing with the morning, because bacon is just something you just don't want to be smelling on big people. Just thought I'd let y'all know that if you're one of them bacon-smelling motherfuckers, corn chips and shit, I mean, shit, smell like some corn chips, but if when you're fucking, you smell like bacon. You really need to wash your ass. Wash your own porky ass.
Yo, I don't need a job, I need a baby daddy. Yo, to pay for my Louis and my Gucci bag habit. Gel nails, new car, Indian tracks. Mama need allowance, about 20 stacks. Looking for a nigga in the VIP, about 10 bottles in a vintage Rollie. Oh my goodness, oh lord, this nigga got a black car. These other bitches on them, so I'm standing on guard. Move, bitch. I got bills to pay. I'ma have this baby, this is fucking payday. I'ma have this baby, this is fucking payday.
I'ma have this baby, this is fucking payday.
Yo, I don't need a job, I need a baby daddy. I need a baby daddy, need a baby daddy. I don't need a job, yo, I need a baby daddy. Need a baby daddy, need a baby daddy. I don't need a job, yo, I need a baby daddy.
You know what, I ain't even really mad though.
Cause
really it's the nigga's fault. Why they acting like that? She said she want a baby daddy. I was so fucking happy until I saw the kid like shit. I ain't the baby's pappy. She ratchet with a crudo. You know I know what you know. Fucking on all the campus, questioning all my answers, swimming in all the anthems. Your pop wanted a grandson, but she be throwing tantrums. Silly ass with no grammar, but all the tricking niggas raise your hand. How you qualify? You be spending more than the grant. She walking through the mall like Dorothy holding Toto. My nigga baby mama pointing finger, call him hobo. Basic bitches in my section. No, that's a no-no. But she in club on couches with no shoes, screaming YOLO.
YOLO, nigga.
Crash it ass, bitch.
I need a baby daddy. I need a baby daddy. Need a baby daddy. I don't need a job, yo. I need a baby daddy. Need a baby daddy. Need a baby daddy. I don't need a job, yo. I need a baby daddy.
Yo.
Need a baby daddy.
I wasn't with you shooting in the gym.
I don't need a job, yo. I need a
baby
daddy.
But I'm gonna take half your check.
Need a baby daddy.
Listen, say what you wanna. If you're late, then you're gonna. My pussy is a 401k, pro baby mama. Laying on my ass, doing deals from the sauna. Eating crab cakes with Dolce & Gabbana. Whose figure? My figure makes figures. You the postman, I stand while you deliver. Deliver my checks to 9067 Canyon Road. My house on the hills with a maid, don't fluff a foe. Minding my business, I'm digging for dough. Stripping your dollars, I don't need a pole. I took the pill, yeah, I know what I told you. But you a dollar and a day later, I already sold ya.
I don't need a job, I need a baby daddy.
You know what?
I need a baby daddy, need a baby daddy.
It's your bad.
Yo, I need a baby daddy. Need a
Did
baby
nobody
daddy.
Tell you to
need a
stick
baby
it
daddy.
In?
I don't need a job.
Just drop
yo,
that child support check
daddy.
Off.
Need a baby daddy.
Yo, Shiny.
Need a baby daddy.
Save me a spot on basketball
yo,
wise.
Need a baby daddy. Need a baby
Real
daddy.
Though.
Need